Hello and welcome to Flagstaff TV. Today we are joined by Barney Gray, who is a consultant oil and gas analyst for Turner Pope Investments. Barney, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
Thank you. Well, today we're going to be looking at Zephyr Energy. Can you start by telling us a little bit about this company?
Yes, Zephyr is a small upstream oil and gas development company, and its main focus is the Rocky Mountain area in the USA. Key areas of interest are Colorado, Wyoming, but particularly Utah and also North Dakota and Montana. So it's a wide area, and I would suppose their main asset is a 75% operated interest in a rather large leasehold property, 37,600 acres in the Paradox Basin, which is located mostly in Utah. That's their primary asset, but they've also got some smaller assets in the Williston Basin in North Dakota, which, as you've seen from the RNS this morning, the acquisition they made earlier this year is already producing 500 barrels plus a day in August. So that's expected to rise further in the fourth quarter. So that's their core assets. And obviously, further to the RNS this morning, they've made more acquisitions as we speak.
Barney, can you tell us what's particularly interesting about the Paradox Basin?
Yeah, well, it's a small basin located across Utah and Colorado, and it has been overlooked in recent decades, really, because the focus of shale exploration in particular has focused on the larger basins like the Marcellus or the Eagle Ford. And what's interesting about the Paradox, it contains multiple plays, many layers, which drilling to date has identified. And it's thought there could be up to a dozen productive reservoirs that could produce commercial volumes of oil. But the one Zephyr is at the moment most interested in is called the Cane Creek Reservoir.
And has the Cane Creek Reservoir seen much drilling to date?
Yes, it has periodic intervals. It covers a significant portion of the wider Paradox Basin. So it was drilled initially, I think, in the 20s, and then further drilling took place in the 60s. But it was kind of in the 90s when horizontal drilling technology became more the norm and much less expensive. And a company called Columbia Gas Development Corporation drilled there from 2007. And later on, Fidelity E&P, they drilled an additional 17 wells in that decade into the 2000s. So it did see waves of exploration and development drilling, which kind of led to a reasonable understanding of the basin.
And was drilling expensive at that time?
It was quite. I mean, as with a lot of horizontal drilling techniques when they started, it was relatively expensive, and obviously the cost of drilling has come right down. But you're maybe looking at $8 to $14 million per well back in the 90s, and that's something that Zephyr with the well that they have drilled have brought right down to well below that particular range. So, but the Cane Creek production from a peak of about 5,000 barrels a day in 2014 is now down to about 500. So it's ready for another wave of drilling activity, really.
Barney, can you tell us a bit more about the State 16-2 well?
Yeah, that's how it all really got going. The State 16-2 was a dual purpose well. It's primarily, it was a stratigraphic test well, and that's really drilled down to 10,000 feet as they did, and see what information the well delivers. It delivered a raft of information about what was down there and the formations that the well bore was able to identify. And that's when they really got the idea that there was multiple layers above the target Cane Creek. So that was one purpose of it. The second purpose is that it was actually very well positioned in the reservoir. And so it served the purpose that they were able to use it for the basis of a horizontal well. So the first section is vertical, and you get a lot of your information, and it means you can revisit it and drill a lateral section, which obviously saves you a great deal of money.
And what did the well results from January 2021 initially tell us?
Well, the news was overwhelmingly good. The overlying reservoirs, which was the kind of the bonus information, showed us that there was valuable exploration targets there for the future. But it also showed us that the Cane Creek was there. It was looking good, and they were able in the future to find a location to drill a 4,500 feet lateral section through the Cane Creek from the same wellbore. So it confirmed that the reservoir was good, and that the second well that they drilled would be able to penetrate the Cane Creek reservoir.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the State 16-2LNCC well?
Yeah, it's quite a mouthful. We'll try not to mention it too much. We know which one we're talking about. But that one did drill, and it was very well placed, as I said before. As such, it took in 100% of the Cane Creek reservoir. And they took well logs, and the data suggested that the Cane Creek had a hydrocarbon charge, which is just what you need in that part of the reservoir. And the overlying intervals also looked very positive. So first off, it was looking very good. What they did next was a diagnostic fracture injection test. It's very wordy, DFIT, if you want to abbreviate it. And there they perforated a small section, very small, 3 feet. And they found that there was good formation pressure, good permeability, and evidence that hydrocarbons could flow to the well. So, you know, that was a very good result and very promising. And now it's just a question of taking the well to completion and testing later this quarter.
So what do you think the next steps in the programme for Zephyr Energy are?
Yeah, well, they announced, I think, last week that they are going to do exactly that. They're going to complete the well and go for a production test. This is the litmus test, really, for any well that will hopefully confirm that a play could be commercial. They've got the equipment and manpower on site, hopefully by mid-October, and then less than a week to complete the well, and then testing thereafter. So you should see initial production flow tests by the end of October. So you're looking at less than 2 months.
And do you think that this well could provide a future proof of concept for further Paradox Basin developments?
Yes, well, that is the kind of the strategic basis here, really. If this well works and the signs to date have all been positive, you are looking at maybe a 30-well program. It's something the company has pointed to. If the wells work as they expect, you know, you could be targeting 18 million barrels of oil equivalent. Now, that's a nice little asset. But if you can also build in the upside from the overlying hydrocarbon plays that lie above the Cane Creek, you could be looking at something, you know, including Cane Creek, of 140-plus million barrels of oil equivalent. So a larger scale project of 200 wells, you know, that's a serious asset and something which would be very valuable to the company.
Certainly is, Barney. Thank you very much for your time today. I'm afraid that's all we've got time for.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks very much, Catherine.
And thank you for watching Flagstaff TV.